Okay, we're tapping on endpoints of major meridians in the body. Meridians may be a term you would associate with acupuncture. Okay, so they're like energy highways. And tapping, when we're tapping on the endpoints, we have many meridians. You could tap just everywhere on your body. The spots we're using are the ones that Gary Craig teaches in EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. But if you poke around on the internet, you'll see people tapping in a lot of places. I stay on his spots. And what EFT does is as you're tapping on these major energy spots, it unsticks negative emotion. Gary calls it a zzz in your energetic field. And so, the way I like to think of it is, if you sit in this room and you think of something from the past, or even something from the present, it's not here right now, you're not at work or at home, whatever. Stressor isn't here. But if you can think of it and feel negative emotion, where's all that negative emotion when you're not thinking of it? Yeah, that's where we start talking about aging, about disease, pain, stiffness, discomfort, anxiety, insomnia. We know the list. So tapping, the beautiful gift in a group is, it's like a no-brainer. You just come follow along whether you know what you're getting or not. And again, YouTube, utilize it. It's awesome. It takes a little while first to find the people you like most to tap with. But once you find a few people you really enjoy, at any time you can go use it. It's right there for you. And you just tap along. Again, it doesn't have to be exactly on target for you. But whatever you're stressed over, it's going to dissipate. So what I find personally, the reason I'm so in love with this, is that as you clear negative emotion on past events, or how much stress can you create for something that didn't even happen yet? A lot, right? I bet you can get angry thinking that you can make up a story and get angry or feel afraid. And it's your fortune telling. Hadn't even happened. And so all what I find with the tapping is that as you clear the emotions that have been stuck since childhood, all of a sudden you have this space. And it doesn't refill with negativity. It fills with creativity and inspiration. And I can assure you in my 5 or 6 years of tapping, I'll probably look 10 years younger. And yes, that's the tapping. Yes.
I have a question. Now, at workplace, it's not really feasible to tap because there are people around. Sometimes you feel like tapping.
Yes, you do.
What I tried over the last couple of days is just saying those statements in my mind without tapping.
Well, and here's...
How effective is that and how...
It's very effective. And here's another thing you can do, especially if you've been here tapping or you tap a lot with yourself, is you can just touch these spots. If you're at work, people don't have to know what you're doing. What if you're in a meeting? You can just touch and hold. Your body's going to respond immediately. Okay, but yes, it would be very rude to tap at somebody.